This is an Artist Journey podcast, the podcast for people thriving and creating as artists. I'm your host, Malcolm Dewey, and let's begin. Welcome to episode 45 of an Artist Journey podcast. It's great to be talking to you again, especially today with my special guest, Sean Augustin. Sean Augustin is a U.S. Army veteran who discovered art as a form of therapy after serving in Iraq. He refers to his work as post-traumatic expression. His primary focus is on colorful acrylic paintings because they are a contrast to his internal struggles with mental health issues. He is represented by the Haley Gallery in New Albany, Ohio, and his work has been in the Columbus Museum of Art and the National Veterans Art Museum in Chicago. Sean is going to be talking to us about the benefits of art therapy to veterans and anyone suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. But without further ado, welcome Sean Augustin.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Looking forward to it.
Excellent. I saw your art on Instagram, and it immediately caught my eye, and it is bright, colorful, full of energy, very different as well. Really stood out for me, and then looking into your posts, I got to know a bit more about things that you're interested in and a bit about your history as well. And I think that's going to be particularly interesting to a lot of people around the world. And we'll jump into that in a moment. But I just wanted to know, or just tell the listeners, what the state of your art career is at the moment. Where are you at with your painting business?
So currently, right now, I just recently got represented by an art gallery. So now, you know, my work is in the gallery and I'm just, you know, continuing to produce new works each day. That's kind of where I'm at right now.
And which gallery is that?
It's Haley Gallery in New Albany, Ohio.
That's excellent. Sean, that's probably one of the goals of just about every artist who's putting their work out there. And I think it's probably testimony to the quality of your work as well, that you've got yourself representation. That's a great achievement. But I gather it wasn't always as happy as it was or is at the moment. You've got an interesting backstory leading up to your current situation. So let's dive into that and tell us a little bit about your history leading up into you getting into art.
Yeah, so I joined the U.S. Army after the events of 9/11 happened here. And so you know, spent, I think it was like 10 years or so in the military and deployed to Iraq. And was in Iraq 2004 to 2006. And then coming back from Iraq, getting out of the military and just trying to transition from that military life and, but you know, back to civilian life. So from that started to have struggles. Basically, first, hopefully I don't get too emotional with this, but so at the time I could tell there was something inside me that wasn't right, but I didn't know what it was. I'd never heard of PTSD, you know, so eventually what happened is I wound up in a hospital for a suicide attempt. And during that stay, the doctors you know, I was having a hard time expressing what was going on with me, being able to talk about things. And so the doctors came and they said, hey, look, we realize we're going to see more soldiers coming through here, and we want to try something different with you that we feel will help and then also be able to help others. And so what that was they brought an art therapist in, and her and I sat down and we worked on a magazine collage. And from that magazine collage, I was able then to sit with the doctors and have something physical that I could show that then helped me talk about what was going on. And so they were better able to then help me. And so when I left the hospital and came home, that magazine collage then also allowed me to sit down with my wife and children and do that same thing so that they could understand and I could express what was happening and going on. So it was kind of like, after that, something inside me just kind of clicked, like, wow, there's something powerful with art and being able to express and then help me to, you know, show and get help as well as give help. And so I'd like to say, like, from that, it just like took off, but it was kind of like I started doing drawings and then drew for a little bit, and that kind of went to the side, and then tried watercolors, did watercolors for a little bit, and that kind of went to the side. And, you know, so it just like kind of slowly started to take place. And then just experimenting with lots of different mediums, and through that time, continuing to grow and see the effect that it was having on me and how much it was helping me. So that's kind of how everything started with the art.
Sean, when you came back and cleared out of military service, how long did it take for you to go through these various symptoms before you were hospitalized?
So I would say stuff started happening fairly quickly. When I first came home, for example, my wife had a dinner and had all of our friends and family over. And I can remember, like, everybody's in the house, and I just stayed kind of in a corner. And people would come up and talk to me, and I was anxious and, you know, just really uneasy feeling. And, you know, so at the same time, these things are happening and you're thinking, what is going on? I know these people, you know, I love these people, but yet all these feelings inside, I couldn't explain. And, you know, then various things like, you know, when we were in Iraq, we did a lot of convoys. So we kept our intervals between vehicles as we drove down the road. Well, I was, you know, finding that we would go to the grocery store and I would be the one driving, and I would keep my interval with the car in front of me and, you know, run a red light just like I would, you know, when I was in Iraq. I didn't want to lose that interval. And so I was doing like little things like that. And my wife would be like, you just ran a red light. And I'm like, oh, I did, you know? And so things just like that kind of building up. And then the more time goes on, you're just starting to think about stuff and, you know, staying in your head, ruminating there and thoughts. And
so it's quite likely that there's a lot of veterans coming back and they could be going through months of this adjusted type of behavior without actually realizing there is a problem.
Yeah, I would agree. Months and even years. Just, you know, from what, as all the things that I've been learning myself to like kind of help with that, you know, learning and going to the VA and you know, you're talking with other veterans and even talking with veterans that were from the Vietnam War era, you know, years that they spent, you know, with this stuff. So, yeah, it can be a long, long process.
So, okay, for anyone who's not familiar with PTSD, if you could just try and define that very simply.
PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. So basically, you know, you have an event that happened that was traumatic and it's now stayed with you, and your tendency is to dwell on that, and you know, then that produces anxiety, and you know, it can have a whole slew of other effects that just all kind of roll up together.
So it's event related of some sort, as opposed to let's say bipolar or clinical depression, which may be something that's a genetic predisposition. Maybe those are more familiar to a lot of people, but PTSD is generally a circumstance that happened.
Yeah, like a trauma happened. And so not just necessarily for soldiers and stuff. I mean, PTSD affects so many other people. It can be, you know, somebody that was maybe in a car accident and now, you know, they've had that trauma and they have all that going on. So it affects a lot of people.
Yeah, that's a good point. Any traumatic instance could be a victim of crime.
Yeah.
You know, you talk about diagnosis, finding things out, and getting some sort of understanding of your condition. And we've seen in situations where there's been a criminal event, for instance, a traumatic event, there are counseling services that are available to victims in most developed areas, at least. But am I correct that perhaps this is something that is still hasn't been quite attended to as well as it should for military veterans?
Yeah, I think it, you know, it's going through a process, so it is growing. Like for us, you know, we go to the VA, and now the VA is kind of starting to recognize the importance of the arts and how healing that can be. So they're starting to implement more things nationwide at all the clinics and hospitals and stuff. There's also various organizations, like one that I'm involved with is called Creative Vets. And so it was started by a veteran, Richard Casper. And, you know, I'll let you like check out his website because he shares his story there. And, you know, so he will bring a group of veterans into. So like when I went through the program, it was in Chicago at the School of the Art Institute of Chicago. And so it's designed as a 3-week program, and they introduce you to all the various arts. So like ceramics, drawing, painting, photography, and just kind of give you a little bit of each so that you can kind of take that and when you leave kind of have something that you're working on. So there's organizations such as Creative Vets. Another organization is Wounded Warrior Project, and they've started to also implement art-based therapies into their program.
Okay. So awareness amongst veterans of these art-based services is increasing. Is it something that's communicated quite easily to veterans so they can find out about it?
Right now, it seems the various organizations are obviously trying to get that out, you know, through their social media, you know, and their way of advertising. But I still think like there's a lot more room to grow there.
I gather you hadn't been engaging in any sort of creative activities before this. Were you an artist in your school days?
So like in high school, I always enjoyed art. Art class was one of my favorite classes. But I had never, you know, I didn't pursue that as a career or anything. And so, yeah, I enjoyed art class. And now, you know, now doing art, there's different times where I'm like, oh, yeah, I remember doing that when I was in 10th grade.
That's right. And when that counselor sat down with you and you started working on those collages, did you immediately feel that this is something that is relaxing you and you just love doing it? Was it an immediate connection with it?
I would say working on the collage, one of the first things that I noticed was that I became more focused on that collage and trying to put it together and formulating what it was that I wanted to put in this collage. And what I had noticed was by doing that, then I wasn't sticking on like these bad thoughts and things like that. But I didn't have the thoughts of, oh, I'm going to be an artist now. You know, just kind of starting to notice what it was doing for me.
So it sounds like at the first off, it is a distraction for all the negative thought patterns and loops that you were going through.
Yeah.
And it just interrupted that pattern. Now, anyone who has friends or family and they recognize these, that this is a possibility, that the friends or family have PTSD, what would be the best way for them to seek help?
So I'd like to say that, oh, it's very recognizable, but for some people, it's not. I hid everything that was going on with me very well. It wasn't till, like I said, I'm in the hospital for a suicide attempt and the doctor, you know, looked at my wife and was like, did you not see this? And she's like, no, he hid this all very well. I thought he was, you know, happy. So it can be really hard to recognize things in, you know, in your loved ones and people that you know. I guess what I would say for, you know, maybe somebody that's listening to this podcast or watching it that may be having feelings like that is it's okay to reach out and tell somebody, you know, what it is you're feeling and get that help, you know.
The art therapy that you're describing, and we'll talk about how you've got more involved with art as time has progressed. I presume this is not a cure for PTSD.
Correct. I was gonna add that in that, you know, I don't feel like art is a cure-all, and it, you know, it's working for me, but that could be different for other people. But hopefully, you know, the things that I share and stuff, hopefully somebody will at least give that a try and see, you know, if it is something for them. And, you know, I do a lot of painting, but there's so many different things that, you know, cooking can be something that's therapeutic. You know, photography, dance, writing, you know, lots of different things that you can, you know, try and do as, you know, for art therapy type related things.
Now, I understand that just looking at your Instagram as well, that you are trying to get in touch with other veterans, that you do want to raise awareness. What would you say your main goal would be by the end of 2021? What did you like to achieve?
I guess mostly like my Instagram is, I'm not necessarily just veterans only. I want to share with everybody because, like I said, so many, you know, PTSD affects so many other people. So I try to just share with everybody. And I would like to see more art therapy based programs out there. And I, you know, would like to be involved, do a lot of volunteering. And so I would like to, you know, be volunteering more to bring things that I've learned and be able to share them with other people who may be struggling. Because we're talking about the PTSD side, but also have bipolar one. And so that, like for me, that was explained that, you know, there's a lot of people that can have bipolar and it never surface. But then somebody who may have it and it's not surface, you introduce a trauma to them, then that can kind of come out. And that's kind of how it was for me. And so I guess long story there, short, but, you know, I would like to be able to take the things that I'm learning and be able to share with others and, you know, hopefully somebody will find something that helps them. And
if somebody in another city or another country wants to set up a program, they can chat to you about it, get some guidelines perhaps, and work on a support network to facilitate those type of initiatives anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, I'm all for, you know, somebody reaching out and being able to share, you know, some ideas, toss around ideas. I mean, you know, it would be nice to see more artists too. Like, you know, with Instagram, that's the nice thing with Instagram is like the community aspect of even like on the level of just an individual artist being able to say, like with, you know, current situation with COVID and everybody being home, you know, to say, hey, here's a fun project that you can do, you know, from home that may help you like mentally, you know, this is how it's done and this is what I did, and just kind of share that, you know.
You know, the whole lockdown thing, people losing their work,
mm-hmm.
kids, many children still at home, or there's homeschooling going on. There's a lot of stressed parents. And anxiety is now at a increased pitch. It was pretty bad before 2020 came around, and then it's just spiked. So therapy and art and creativity is a way for everyone to calm down a bit, focus on something positive. And in your case, Sean, you've really gone forward with it to a point where you're producing fantastic art. You know, did you ever expect that to happen?
No, you know, I guess I didn't. It was more, like I said, just realizing how much it was helping me. And then from that grew, like, okay, well, I can share this with other people. And like I was saying, I volunteer to go to the VA hospital, you know, knowing that there's not a lot you can do in there. you're kind of stuck behind some doors staring at four blank walls, and you know, you are going through therapy and things like that too. But I just like, you know, to be able to go back and say, hey, here's an hour out of this week that we can do something that's fun and creative and kind of take you out of that mode.
Yes, I was thinking as well that when working with veterans who may be not entirely convinced that art therapy is worth their time, there may be folks that are really angry, disillusioned, cynical. I mean, it's hard enough to get healthy people to start painting sometimes, but somebody who feels what's the point of this? So, you know, what do you say to them?
So I guess I kind of, you know, I've ran into that situation, and I've been like, well, what's it going to hurt to give it a try? You know, and they'll usually be like, okay, you know, like I have nothing else to do basically. So I'll go ahead and listen to you ramble on about art. And they'll all, you know, I would say most of the time what I get is, well, I can't draw, I can't paint, I don't do art. And I'm like, well, come sit down. I've got an activity plan for us that I think will surprise you. And so I've kind of based the projects that I do are based on knowing that a lot of people feel like I can't do art. And so, for example, like one of the things that I really, really like to do is do sort of a guided painting. And so everybody has a canvas, and it can work two ways, where either I just give all the prompts, or we kind of, you know, depending on the level of comfort for everyone, is, you know, kind of go around the room and each person also give a prompt. And it's always exciting, you know, so like you and I sitting here right now could be doing one, and I say, you know, pick your favorite color and make marks on the canvas with it. And you just kind of scribble on it. And then you give me a prompt of, you know, make five black lines. And I make those. And we just go back and forth. And then when you're done, you have this abstract painting. And it's, I always enjoy, like, at the end of that, seeing their excitement. They're like, oh, wow, I didn't think I could do this. You know, I have a painting, and they all, you know, they're always like, can I take this with me? And I'm like, yeah, sure. Your painting and stuff. And, you know, to see them be proud of something that they've done when coming into it, they're like, I can't do this. And then it's like, you know, you showed them, yes, you can.
Yeah, it's so true. And I think everybody who actually starts creating, starts painting, or that's all you need. The hardest part is just getting them to start. From that point on, it gets much easier.
And I'd like to point out too, so, you know, it's not that I do art and everything is fine either. I still have my daily struggles and still go through things as well. And so, you know, it's helpful, but I just don't want somebody to think, oh, all I need to do is art and I'm better, you know? So I still have my struggles. I still, you know, have things as well.
Sean, are you setting up a working group in your area to regularly work with veterans or PTSD diagnosed people, or are you just doing it as and when you get a chance?
Yeah, I just been doing it at, you know, different organizations have reached out to me, you know, and asked that I come and do different things. And so I've been kind of approaching it like that, doing it through organizations that are already established and, you know, looking to either bring art in or have another aspect of art, and that, you know, in that sense.
Well, I'm going to include your contact details and in the show notes, etc. So anyone who's interested or wants some direction, perhaps in their area, or maybe you can set up new support groups or communication channels, but they can get in touch with you through those details as well. Okay, let's have a talk now, artist to artist, about your art that you are creating. In your artist statement that I've mentioned, you referred to your work as post-traumatic expression and colorful acrylic paintings, and that's what immediately caught my eye. Your current style of painting, bright colors, the bold pattern, was that something that evolved over time, or were you immediately drawn to that sort of style?
I would say, so when I first was kind of getting into the painting, I was like, you know, when I was trying to think of how I could express things, I didn't want to like do paintings that were, I don't know, expressing the things that I saw in Iraq. And so color kind of started to become important to me. And through time, it kind of evolved in the sense that, so I'm like, okay, it's a contrast to what I'm feeling or thinking. You know, the bright colors are kind of like a contrast to that. And so that just kept growing. Like when I, so many times I've wanted to like get rid of all my stuff on Instagram, you know, like earlier works and stuff, but I haven't, because I will go back and look and see from here's where I was, here's where I am. And, you know, I can see that color kind of evolving and stuff.
We sometimes get the idea that artists who feeling or have some sort of trauma or crisis that is part of their psyche or they've experienced, and they're creating artwork that is particularly shocking, with the idea that, you know, I'm getting out what's inside of me, and it's, you know, it might be shocking to you, but that's my, that's how I deal with it. And we see a lot of that. And I think that's what appealed so much to me as well, is that you are dealing with profound issues as well, but you are choosing beauty, that you really are not only treating yourself through a positive artwork, but also passing that on to other people as well, which is more of an act of giving to the community as well. So that was just particularly, I think, an interesting thing. You don't have to dwell on creating art that is violent and shocking to self-heal. Okay, now your preferred medium is acrylics. Has acrylics always been your medium of choice?
So like I was mentioning earlier, I tried watercolors, I tried oil painting, gouache, you know, the acrylics, and I kind of settled on the acrylics. But I also do really like gouache. I settled on the acrylics because I feel like it kind of suits my personality. I'm very fast thinking, very fast moving. Like everything's fast, fast, fast. And so they dry so much faster, as opposed to when I was you know, trying to do things with oils, and I'm like having to wait, I guess. And I would just kind of get a little flustered. And so I really enjoy, you know, the acrylics and gouache. And so I like oils, but like I said, it just kind of, my personality, I guess, is more suited to the acrylics.
I think most artists like to try different mediums, I guess, for a change. But we've all got our one medium. Now, if you had to choose one medium, everybody has their own particular favorite. So that's probably is quite typical. What would you say is your, as an artist, what are some of your top goals? Or what is the top sort of goal you want to get behind you this year?
I would say mostly I just really want to take the things that I'm learning that help me and be able to share that and, you know, for others, for them to see art as a way of, you know, helping themselves as well. I'm just really passionate about that. So I would like to see that be able to grow and just, you know, it would be a dream for me, yeah. I guess, to be able, let's say here, like on a local level, be able to go to a facility where I can teach art, but there also be the aspect of having, say, a counselor there and maybe a therapist, so that it could be more like, you know, a program that's designed where, you know, you kind of work with the therapist and to, you know, deal with the issues at hand, and then be able to come from that to do some art. And like I said, then have like a counselor there, because I know sometimes, you know, at least for me, like I can do some stuff that's like really gets me emotionally, and be able to have somebody to say, you know, talk that aspect out of it. You know, I'm not qualified for that, but be there to be able to do the art side of it and stuff.
Right. So some sort of facility or venue that can be there 24/7 if somebody needs help. And you can go there, you can do your art teaching, and there is counseling available as well. That sounds like an amazing objective and would be an amazing achievement.
I also like, this is kind of hard, like I'm sure you have like experienced this too, like to do art, I like that people want to buy it, and that makes me, you know, excited. And so I, you know, I would like to be able to sell more of my art and be able to, you know, then take that money and put back into the art and the things that I'm, you know, doing. So, I mean, I don't know if that makes sense or not. The business side is a little hard for me.
Absolutely. You're playing the long game here, and it's not something that's going to just fall into your lap, I suppose, either. You know, but it's definitely a worthwhile goal. And Sean, I see no reason why you won't be able to take this step by step and make it grow. There is a demand worldwide for help, for therapy, and to bring beautiful things and positive conduct into our lives. That's probably the number one objective in the world right now. There's no doubt. I've been meaning to ask you, you've painting a day for a year. Okay, how do you actually achieve that?
I would say kind of when I decided that I was going to do this, it was, you know, kind of like, I'm going to do it for a year. But now I'm kind of like, oh, wow, maybe I should have started small. But I'm still like, I'm in the mode, like, I'm going to try this and see how many days I can get. Hopefully I get that year. But if not, then okay, it's okay. There's another, you know, I can try again. I would say too, so as far as the like ability is, I tend to wake up really early, like 3:30 in the morning. That's just like naturally, like I wake up. And so painting at that time of day is just kind of been my thing, because I don't want to wake my wife and kids up and stuff. So it's just like kind of a quiet time. I sit and paint. And so that's, you know, I guess one of the bonuses of waking up like that.
I suppose if you make it into a habit, what does it take? Something like 30 days of consistently repeating something and becomes a habit. And that'd be an amazing achievement.
Yeah.
And I've also noticed subject choice, you seem to paint everything. Nothing scares you.
I do a lot of thinking. So, you know, the paintings come from thinking, or, you know, may just be something, you know, I thought about a memory as a childhood, and then I'm like, oh, I'm gonna try to paint that. So it's, you know.
Just on your painting again, the last few days you've been putting up more complex subjects. It's a good learning experience actually to watch you paint, because you simplify extremely complex subjects, whether it's figures or in a interior scene, which is incredibly complicated with 101,000 details, and you simplify that into the essentials and then come up with expressive colors as well and color schemes. And all of that seems to have evolved naturally for you.
I guess that part's kind of hard to explain. Like, you know, I have a thought of the painting, and a lot of times I paint it in my head before I actually paint it. And then, you know, then when I actually start to mix the paint and stuff, I'm basically following a map. Now, sometimes those, you know, I don't follow it like to a T, you know, I might say, oh, well, this color's not going to work next to this color because, you know, whatever reason. And so things will start to change, but I guess that's like kind of how I'm approaching it. And I try to break things down, because for me to like just see the simple shapes of things and stuff. So I don't know if I'm making sense with that, but.
No, it makes perfect sense. But you haven't, this is not a formal art education that you've gone through, get any degrees or diplomas, but it's one of the hardest things to teach an artist is how to simplify and go for the important shapes, leave out the stuff that's not important. And that's the amazing part. You just got that naturally. Actually, it's quite amazing, Sean, when you think about it, that you had to go through these unpleasant and traumatic events to discover your true calling.
Yeah. Yeah. I've actually thought about that before. I was like, you know, for a while, you know, you have thoughts of like, oh, well, I wish I could go and like, you know, have things be different and not have happened. But then I'm like, yeah. Well, coming through these things is what's brought me to this now. So kind of a plus side to it.
Yeah. It's also, it can give a lot of hope to anybody who's facing an unpleasant challenge, losing their job. Any setback can perhaps produce something that's even better.
And the friendships are making too, like, by posting my work like that. There's a, I don't know if you follow her or not, but Holly Lombardo is an artist and on Instagram. And that's been kind of the cool thing too with Instagram is her reaching out to me one day and kind of mentoring me now, you know, these starting off, you know, sharing with me different things like for example, like I would just put my artwork out there and somebody had said, oh, is this for sale? And I'm like, oh yeah, sure. And she's like, people don't know that your art's for sale if you don't tell them it's for sale. And I was like, well, okay. Like, I don't know. It's like just this nice mentorship that has evolved from that too, you know?
You're right about Instagram, the positives, negatives. The positives are what you make of it. And you've obviously are very authentic. People can pick that up straight away. And then, you know, people want to help or get involved or just support you or anyone else with that approach to Instagram. And it definitely helps. Your Instagram handle is?
s.augustin.art. As you say, I have a website, but I don't work on it, but...
Sean, just a few final thoughts. We were talking the other day about favorite artists. So who are your favorite artists or favorite artist that you would consider to be an influence and an inspiration?
Well, I really like Van Gogh's work. I'm really inspired by his work. Like a lot of books that I've picked up through the years to like kind of look and which I find interesting. Like I've seen, different photos that somebody that I might follow that's actually seen like a Van Gogh at the museum up close and they're bigger than what I pictured them to be, you know? So that's always kind of cool.
Well, you know, there's definitely a kindred spirit. Your art has that energy. It's got the color. So maybe you're channeling a bit of Vincent there.
Like we were talking, I just think that would be cool. Good time travel. Go paint with them.
Amazing. I'm going to just put out all the information I can and contact points that people can get hold of you.
Yeah.
And talk to you and maybe get some help as well. I'm so happy to have discovered you and now to have this opportunity to chat to you and get your message out and share what you're doing with the world. And I'm sure you're going to be helping many other veterans or anyone with PTSD as well,
yeah.
And future artists. I'm sure you'll inspire a few of those as well. So thanks very much for what you are doing.
Yeah, thank you.
And I wish you all the best.
Yeah, thank you. And I just got to say that painting behind you there with the buildings, I just love that. Like,
okay.
Yeah.
I must paint a few more of those. I used to paint graphic design quite a lot. That was what I used to do at school, designing posters, things like that. And then I got a bit sidetracked off into impressionism and, you know, it just becomes a hole that you fall in and you don't stop and you just keep going.
Yeah.
I do like the strong color and I'm sure that's what I saw in paintings.
I hope to be able to, right now we have snow on the ground and it's like 6 degrees out.
Yeah.
But hopefully when spring comes, like to be able to go outside and paint and and stuff too. I'm looking forward to that.
Do you enjoy going out, doing a bit of plein air painting as well?
Yeah, I do. I like it. I don't like lugging around the gear, but I've recently got one of those Yugo plein air pochades. So that's almost about the size of a small laptop. So that's pretty nice to put just in a messenger bag, throw a little bit of paint and brushes in there. So I'm looking forward to kind of possibly doing that a little more this spring and summer. So
yeah, excellent.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that podcast interview with Sean Augustin. I'm sure you agree that Sean is an amazing artist and he's doing incredibly important work as well. So have a look at his Instagram profile. That's s.augustin.art. And I must also mention that about a week after this interview, Sean did inform me that he has made contact with an organization that is going to put together a program where he can be involved with art therapy and helping others who need art therapy as well. So that was amazing news, and I'm sure we'll hear more about Sean's work in the future. And if you want to find out more about my podcasts, have a look as well on Spotify or Apple Play, and you'll find the podcast there and on many other platforms as well. Find out more about my painting courses on my website, malcolmdeweyfineart.com, and look for painting courses as well. Well, been good talking to you on this podcast, and be sure to check out the other podcasts and sign up and subscribe, and you'll be notified when the next episode is uploaded. Until then, cheers for now.